the Samaritan Public Affairs Program for December 28th. This is our look ahead to the new year, 2026. This is always my favorite time to see if you can just move all the presents from the Christmas tree all the way to next year.
Steve, you're right. It's kind of like a belated Christmas wish, is it not?
Yeah, and you were saying we got an early Christmas present for some generators.
I will announce that now. There is a grant fund for Hurricane Helene resiliency projects. In other words, after Hurricane Helene, there was money saying if you have a vulnerability in your infrastructure, water or sewer or whatever, submit a grant. What we saw as a real problem after Hurricane Helene was that we lost power to the town. We had a generator to operate the water plant, but that generator was 30 years old. So we fired the generator up. It was running, but it's like a 30-year-old car. We were just keeping our fingers crossed that that generator would not fail. And it performed, and it got us through the hurricane. But after that, we said, we can't continue with this. We've got to buy a new state-of-the-art generator. And to run that big water plant system, the generator was going to cost about $1.1 million. Public Works Director Lamar Nix and our town manager said, for the new budget, it doesn't matter what we're going to spend money on, we will have to buy a new generator. We can't ignore this any longer. But along comes an opportunity for a grant. Some of our engineering advisors pointed us to the direction of the grant, actually helped us write the grant. And lo and behold, right before Christmas, we got an announcement that we were approved for a $1.1 million new generator. Now, this ties into how we do a lot of grants. It's not just a matter of a generator coming in a box and we just pulling it out and plugging it in. This generator is a whole system. We will have to put in a new foundation, relocate the generator. It will be a whole network connection, but it's going to be state-of-the-art compared to a 30-year-old generator. We are delighted that we're getting external money to fund that project. That just means, though, Steve, we don't tie up our money on that one. We move on to the next project that has to be done.
And so, I know you have your order that you're probably, you know, want to address along with the town board, of course, but I, after speaking with you for so many years, the Fourth Circuit, the electric grid, the paving and sidewalks, the water and sewer infrastructure, etc.
That's right. The Fourth electric grid, we need to get started on that. That's going to be a project that will be over $1 million. That Third Circuit was around 600,000+, but the big one is the Fourth Circuit that we need to get underway going into the new year. Other thing that we need to do is to, I wouldn't say replace the, what we call the force main sewer line going down the Franklin Road, but there are critical areas that we discovered in a study where it's vulnerable to failure, and we've got to go to those sections and redo those sections to where that won't happen. And that's going to be a project that will be over $1 million. We've got to get that underway this year. And then we have the water plant, and we have the money from the state to replace the pre-clarifier tank that was built in the 1960s. In addition, we had some money from that grant left over, basically to upgrade a water plant. So we've taken the extra money to have a $3 million filter train installed. We already have two filter trains, but with the demands that we have now, if one of those filter trains were to fail, we would be limping along. If we had a third one and one of the three were to go out of service, we could still operate without any problems while we would be making the repair to the failing filter. And also, as Lamar Nix, who has retired now, unfortunately, but as he pointed out as we were designing this, filtering the water with two filters, that's doubling the filter capacity, makes for a more efficient way of purifying the water. So it's going to be a major project because we'll have to knock a hole out in the front of the water department. There's a space for the new filter train, but then all the piping that we have sending the water out, all the electronic controls will have to be relocated. So this is going to be a major effort, but it is something that will pay dividends in the future to have that redundancy in the filtration system at the water plant.
As we were coming up with, you know, some of these presents that are carrying over from Christmas, I know your face turned to a smile with the playground, the completion of that, and also the Boys and Girls Club.
We are very confident that playground will be operational at the beginning of the summer. The company that in charge of that, the contractor, they're in the preliminary stages of getting the construction site underway. It's the Boys and Girls Club. We're still waiting for the clearance from the federal people at the PARTEF agency. We submitted a memorandum of understanding between the town and the Boys Club about this project. We've got our fingers crossed that any day they'll say, yes, you can move forward with this project. And then we can partner with the Boys and Girls Club and get this project underway during the year, too.
You can always ask Mayor Pat. Go to AskMayorPat.com. I'm looking at it right now. The recent videos, there's so many there, and all of the Mayor Pat's 255-plus letters are now online. You can email.
There you go. And I'll be happy to respond about any issue. You know, we've still got a list here. And one of the things that I'm sure I'll be getting email responses from in the beginning of the year is the status of the Mirror Lake project. We are optimistic that we'll have an agreement with the county to where we can take that sludge and debris from the dredging of Mirror Lake and put it at the old landfill at the transfer station on Rich Gap. It will cost upfront developing that site and access that we'll have to pay for, but it certainly will be more cost effective than trucking all of that sludge and debris down to Franklin to the landfill there. That's a long distance and that would be very expensive. So we're hoping to get that underway with that initial dredging with river sand. I just got a report that they had 200 trucks full of debris that they deposited. When we talk about this next phase and the phases thereafter, we're talking about a tremendous amount of trucking just to get the debris out of the channel at Mirror Lake.
We're ready for 2026.
There's still more, Steve. And that is, we are quietly working on some other infrastructure grants. And here's the way this system works. We have about three professional engineering companies that already work with us on projects. For example, the water plant, the sewer plant, and other projects. We have about three engineering firms that do various projects for us. Their engineers and experts are always looking at what grants are available, and they try to then identify the needs of municipalities to match a grant. So they will call us up and say, you know, that water line system that you have to be doing and it's on your list, we believe there's a grant in such and such area, and we are willing to write all the specifications and submit the grant. If we were to get the grant, our role would be to manage the project and construction, but you would get the funds to pay the contractor and everything and to do the grant. It's a great partnership. We've had that type of situation on several infrastructure projects now, and we're working with engineering companies right now that think that there's some grants that we can acquire that will help us replace some needed water lines and sewer lines. I'm very optimistic that there will be some more presents, if you will, for the town, surprises to where we will get some state and federal funding to address some of these infrastructure needs. If they're giving us the money, that just helps us free up the budget for the town and the taxpayers to address other critical needs.
Looking forward to 2026. I'm just looking at the mayor, see if there's anything else on his list. No, that's it.
I think that's it.
And thanks for listening. And of course, online now at WHLC.com. I'm Steve Day, and always with Mayor Patrick Taylor.